talk about mindfulness. So you can see the on the sheet, the last sentences, right? The Bali. This is how to observe daily activities in Mahatripatthana Sutta. So you may not understand Bali, please. So this is original Bali, right? Katincha Maharaja Bhikkhu Sati Samadhanjina Samanagado Hodi Ira Maharaja Bhikkhu Alo Abhikande Parekande Samzana Kari Hodi Alogi De Vilogi De Samzana Kari Hodi Tamezi De Pasari De Samzana Kari Hodi Sengadi Bada Sivra Dharane Samzana Kari Hodi Adi De Pi De Kai De Sai De Samzana Kari Hodi O Sara Pasawa Kame Samzana Kari Hodi Gade Ti De Nise Ne So De Zagari Ye Pasi De Tuni Bawe Samzana Kari Hodi Ewan Kho Maharaja Bhikkhu Sri Samasanena Samsana Samanagado Hodi. Right? So you can see the English translation. Hansa does a monk accomplish mindfulness and clear awareness? Here a monk acts with clear awareness in going forth and back and looking ahead or behind him. In bending and stretching and wearing his outer and inner robes and carrying his bowl, in eating, drinking, chewing, swallowing, in evacuating, in urinating, in walking, standing, sitting, lying down, in walking, in speaking, in keeping silent, he acts with clear awareness. In this way, a monk is accomplished in mindfulness and clear awareness, right? So I'm asking you, how do you know when you are chewing? So this is not my instruction, right? This is Buddha's instruction, right? The Buddha instructs how to be mindful for every moment, right? So when you are doing walking meditation, right, you lift, move forward, place it. So we all have the intention we fast. We always have intention before we speak, before we move, before we eat, before we open the eyes. But the mind is very quick. If you don't have the very good mindfulness, so you missed many times. Like for example, when you are doing walking meditation, right, then you see someone, then if you see someone, then you suddenly look at. Actually, you have intention to look at, but at that moment, your intention is very fast. Then you look at without mindfulness. Means you are forget it, right? So if you have the very, very good mindfulness, then whatever you want to do, you see clearly the intention. Before you do, before you speak, before you act, right? So when you see clearly intention, then when you do something you can note very well. So that's why observing the daily activities is very important. If you observe the daily activities very carefully, then your concentration, your mindfulness become stronger and stronger, then you will be able to see the intention. So we say, if the yogi practice meditation, Then yogi reach the inside knowledge, second inside knowledge. Then yogi start seeing the intention clearly. Second inside knowledge we call in Bali, Pisya Parikha Jnana. Pisya Parikha means yogi seeing the cause and effect. Right? Cause and effect. So when you do walking meditation before, so you rarely see the intention. But when the yogi reach the second inside knowledge, then yogi start seeing the intention. Then you want to lift your food. Then you lift up. You want to move forward. Then you want to place down. You want to sit down. You want to get up. Even Sanyogi said, when the Sanyogi reached the inside, second inside knowledge, the Sanyogi report. See, when was practicing sitting meditation, then I have the saliva. I wanted to swallow it. I wanted to swallow. Means the yogi starts seeing the intention, right? If the yogis are not mindful, the yogi just swallowed. When they have the saliva, then they just swallow it. They don't see the intention, right? So when the yogi's mindfulness improve, then yogi start seeing the intention clearly. Even though they have the saliva, then the yogi see the intention to swallow. Intention to swallow, then yogi know that sometimes yogi doesn't need to swallow, they overcome it. Sometimes some yogi have to swallow, right? So when the yogi reach the inside, second inside knowledge, sometimes some yogi don't find any reason. They want to laugh, right? So some yogi reported, Sayaro, when I was sitting meditation, I want to laugh. So actually the yogi starts seeing the intention. Sometimes the yogi want to cry, right? Want to cry. They see the intention to cry, intention to laugh, means the yogi's mindfulness is improving. Right? Yogi starts seeing the intention. If the yogi starts seeing the intention, yogi should note the daily activities very carefully. Means the yogi can note more and more. Even when you wake up, then you can note intention to open eyes, intention to open the eyes, then opening the eyes, then intention to cutting up. But you don't need to know the intention every moment, right? Means when you are waking up, you can note. Before you sitting down, you can note. Before you cutting up, you can note. But when you do walking meditation, please do not note the intention. But sometimes when the concentration become very, very obvious, you see the intention, it's okay. Because if you're trying to find the intention, sometimes it's very complicated. So it means when you wake up, before you sit down, before you cutting up, you can note intention, right? So it means when the yogi starts seeing the intention, then yogi's mindfulness can improve very quickly. Because most yogis are not mindful, because they don't see the intention. That's why they look at here and then, or they forget to note the about 5 minutes, about 1 minute, about 2 minutes, right? So they are doing walking meditation, and they are doing eating, but the yogi's mindfulness is not very good. Then the yogi forget about 1 minute, about 2 minutes, about 3 minutes, right? That's why, so we instruct the yogis to observe the daily activities very carefully, right? If you miss, we call in Bali, hiri odapa. The yogi don't have hiri odapa. Hiri means the moral shame, right? Odapa means moral fear. So hiri odapa means moral shame and moral fear. If your concentration, mindfulness is improving, then yogi start feel very shame if you miss something, right? Or I'm trying to observe object, but I missed. Then you feel shame, right? So, but if the yogi's concentration, mindfulness is not very good, even though yogi missed about 2 minutes, about 5 minutes, yogi feel nothing, right? Because yogi don't have the enough concentration, mindfulness, right? So that's why if the yogis reach the second insight knowledge, right? Second insight knowledge, then yogi see the intention clearly, then yogi can know the daily activities more and more. So when you are wearing the shoes, you want to wearing the shoes, actually you have intention. You want to wearing the shoes. Then when you really move your foot, then your mindfulness is not on the object, somewhere else. That's why when you wear the shoes, then yogi, san yogi do not feel, right? Anything. If you are really aware of, then you have intention, then you start putting the shoes, you feel hot, or you feel hot and cold, like sometimes you feel soft, then you start moving the other leg, other foot, right? Then you feel hot and cold. So it means even though you wear the shoes, take off the shoes, then you can note every moment, even when you are eating. When you are eating, most yogis are eating every day without mindfulness. Right? Most yogis are eating the food every day without mindfulness. So you can ask ordinary people. So after you put the food, right, into your mouth, how many times you have to swallow? Right? How many times? Right? How many times you have to swallow? Many people do not know because they put the food, then they swallow it. So they don't really know chewing, swallowing. That's why when we are practicing meditation, right, you take the food, saying that you have desire, right? Desire, then you stretch your hand. You stretch your hand, right? So when you stretch your hand, yogi should know carefully, how do you feel? You stretch your hand, you feel tight. Then you touch the spoon, right? You touch the spoon, then you take the spoon. Then you take the food, right? You take the food. Then you carry the food. At that moment, you must note, right? Then when you open your mouth, you have to know that you open your mouth, how do you feel? Open your mouth. Then you put the food into your mouth, right? Finished. After you put the food into your mouth, then please forget this one. Do not observe anymore. You must observe here. Seeing that you have the food, right, into your mouth, then you have to observe your mouth. Do not observe anymore this hand. Then chewing, then you see the swallowing, the food going down the body, like chewing, swallowing. If you do not note, then you put the food, then you swallow it, right? Immediately. You don't really pay attention. So that's why, so yogi have to observe the every moment very carefully. Even when you are chewing, you should not move this hand. When you are chewing, then if you move this hand, means that you are not mindful, right? You are not mindful. For example, some yogi, they are chewing the food, or at the same time, their hands, right, doing something, the food, means that the yogis are not mindful, right? Forget it, right? If you remember it, stop this hand, right? You cannot observe the two objects at the same time, right? You are moving your hand, you are chewing your food, right? So means you cannot observe the two objects. At that moment, you must stop everything except the chewing. When you are chewing, do not do anything, right? If you do anything, if you remember, stop, right? Stop. So some yogis, right? When they are chewing, then they are taking their food, something, right? So at the same time, the yogi make a little noise because the yogis are not mindful, right? So in order to observe the every moment, so we must be very careful, right? We must be very careful. When you are stretching your hand, you must be aware of stretching your hand, right? When you are touching the spoon, you must be aware of. Then when you are taking the food, then you must be aware of, right? Carrying the food about five times, yogi should know very detailed, right? After five times, you can note as general, but you still need to aware of everything, right? So means every moment yogis are very mindful. If you are very mindful every moment, then you don't have time to think about any other things. You don't have time to think about the other things, or you don't have time to be lazy, right? If you really can note every moment, then our awareness goes through the object. Then every moment we practice, our mind becomes clear, calm, peaceful, very pure, right? Because we are aware of every moment. Even when you are chewing the food, if you are really aware of, you don't have the, how to say, time to taste. It is good or it is not good. It is very, I like it. And when I go home, I will cook this food, right? For my husband or for my wife, so on. So if you are really aware of, then you don't have time to think about the taste. So otherwise, you will eat taste, right? This is a good food, right? I will have that, right? The another time, so on. That's why when we are really mindful, whatever we are doing, then we can reduce the attachment, kilesa. Means we are eating the food, not for our, how to say, they're delicious or something, we just supporting our body. If we do not aware of, if we are not mindful, then we have a lot of kilesa, a lot of attachment for the food, right? If we are not mindful, we have a lot of attachment. That's why every moment we should be mindful. That's why the Buddha, this case, they instructed, right? Adi de, pi de, kai de, tai de, samdana kari hoti. So means even when you are drinking the juice, when you are taking the food, then when you are, right, chewing, swallowing, so please be mindful, right? Please be mindful. Then you have the mindfulness at that moment, we can reduce the kilesa, lobha, greed, right? So, of course, when you are beginners, right, we cannot note everything. But at least, we should try, right? At least. If we try to note, then we can note more and more, right? We can note more and more. So, then where can we note? If the yogis can note, then yogi can see a lot of mindfulness, concentration. Then you want to note them more and more. This is a meditation idea. So if you feel lazy to meditate, come back. If you feel lazy to come back to meditation center, means when you are practicing meditation, you are not gaining the very good concentration mindfulness, right? So when you practice in DMC about 1 week, about 2 weeks, right? If you really gain the very good concentration mindfulness during your meditation retreat, surely you want to come back to DMC, right? or you want to come back to other place to practice meditation, because you clearly see the benefits of mindfulness. If you do not see the clear mindfulness, clear benefits of meditation practice, or meditation is so boring, right? So wake up early, move slowly every day, doing very slowly, and feel very bored. Then you are very nervous to come back to meditation center. Also, you are very nervous to dare to others. Actually, the meditation idea is we are aware of everything. Then we see the clearly, then we see that at the moment our mind becomes, right, if we don't have the desire. Many people are suffering because of the desire. They want to get more, right? They want to get them more, whatever they have that they are not satisfied. Then many people have a lot of desire, lobha, dosa, moha, greed, hatred, so delusion, because that's why people suffer. If we reduce the kilesa attachment, then we feel more happy. This is a meditation idea, right? We feel more happy, calmer, peaceful, right? So, but you have to know how to observe the object correctly. So meditation means we are not controlling the mind. Even you miss, don't worry, just go ahead. When you are doing walking meditation, you try to observe the lifting, moving forward, placing. If you miss, don't be sad, or don't be worried, right? Just practice lifting, moving forward, placing. When you are doing sitting meditation, observing the rising, falling, then if you miss, if you have wandering mind, thinking mind coming, then just observe it, don't worry. Even you forget to observe that you have thinking mind for a very long time, don't worry. When you realize, not thinking, then go back to the primary object. Then in this way, right, you can observe the more and more, right? In this way, if you have too much expectation, desire, right? So if you have too much expectation, then if something happened, then you don't like it, then you feel tired, you feel uncomfortable, you feel disappointed, right? So actually meditation is easy, right? Easy means we are just aware of. We are not controlling the mind. Right? We are not controlling the body. When we are sitting meditation, whatever appears in our mind, just aware of. Even the pain coming, even the unpleasant sensation coming, just aware of. The unpleasant sensation becomes very, very strong. Just observe it carefully. We cannot control it, right? We cannot change. If we can change, of course, we want to be always, right? Always the younger, right? Younger, we all always want to be healthy. We don't want to have any kind of disease. We want to be look younger and younger, but we cannot control. This mind matter phenomena arises in a person with itself. So we are just observing the mind matter phenomena as a nature. Right? So means during your sitting meditation, you can see a lot of experience. Do not wish to disappear. Just observe it. Just aware of. Right? Then go back to the primary objects. So by the sun yogis, when they practice sitting meditation, when they are observing the rising, falling, sometimes the rising, falling become very, very subtle, very, very small. At that moment, yogi can have a lot of wandering mind, thinking mind coming. So be be make sure. When you are observing the rising falling, you are really observing the rising falling, or you are thinking. If you are thinking, yogi should know, then know the thinking. If you don't know, you are thinking or you are noting, sometimes yogi, right, waste your time. Because at the moment you are thinking, you don't know, also you cannot see the object, right? So that's why please make sure when you are noting the object, you are really noting the aware of the object, the thinking mind coming, right? So when the thinking mind coming, yogi should know, right, carefully. So that's why, see, the Buddha also instructed, Gade, Thide, Nisene, Saude, right? Sagariye, Bhaside. Gade means when you are going. Thide means when you are standing, right? Nisene means when you are sitting. Saude means when you are sleeping. Of course, before you sleep, right? When you are really sleepy, you cannot note. Before you sleep, then you can note. Sagariye, right? Sagariye, when you are so waking up. Pasite, right? When you are speaking. Tunibhawe, when you are quiet. So means that you have to note when you are standing, note standing. When you start to move, note moving, right? Then when you are sitting down, note sitting down. Then when you are lying on the bed, then you have to note the lying down, or you can note rising, falling. Sagari, when you are waking up, right? Note, waking up, right? You have to note. Then, Padi day, if you really necessary talk, so intention to talk, then when you are talking, then you must be aware of when you are talking, right? If you are not aware of, then you can talk maybe about 30 minutes, maybe about 1 hour, right? So in the daily life, many people, some people, they became bored, right? Then they call others, talk about 1 hour, 2 hours, right? So means these persons are not mindful, right? So that's why they don't know how long they have been talking on the phone, right? So they keep talking about 1 hour, 2 hours, right? So Dunibhawe, when you are, stay quietly. Observe, right? You are staying very quietly. So observe. So means you can observe every moment, right? When you are standing, moving forward, sitting down, right? Lying on the bed, waking up, talking to others, right? Then when you are staying quiet, aware of. Even the Buddha instructed Sangharipada Sivara Dharani. Sangharipada Sivara Dharani means for the monks, of course, we have the robe, right? But for you, wearing your clothes, right? If you are wearing the clothes, also you have to be aware of, right? When you are wearing the clothes, you have to be aware of. Even when you use the toilet, the Buddha instructed, you have to be aware of. Even when you open the door, close the door, right? If you can aware of, then you can see clearly, right? For example, in your daily life, you are open the door, close the door every day. Then if someone asks you, how do you feel when you touch the door? Very hardly to answer, right? How do you feel when you touch the door, right? So because you just touch, then you push the door, you don't really aware of. If you are really aware of, you touch the door, then you feel cold or hot, right? Then you push the door, you feel heavy or light, right? If you are really aware of. That's why observing the daily activity is so very important, right? So even when you go back to your home, right, you still need to observe it very carefully. Right? The practice in mindfulness is for our own benefit, not for look good for others. Right? Even though no one sees you, but you still need to note. Right? Practice in mindfulness is for our own benefit. Right? So even when you go back to your room, so before you open that door, you have to observe carefully. When you open the door, observe carefully. Even when you are lying down, right? So lying down carefully, even when you wake up carefully. If you practice in this way, I guarantee, right? Within a few days, you can see a lot of the mindfulness and concentration. If you can see a lot of mindfulness and concentration when you come to meditation center, or when you come to the meditation hall, when you practice sitting meditation, you can note very well, right? Because the people cannot note because they don't have very good concentration, right? They don't have very good concentration, that's why people cannot note. If you increase your sati, your mindfulness and concentration, then you can note even when you are doing walking meditation, right? You can note, you can see the lifting clearly. You can note them moving forward. You can note the place down clearly, right? Then when you see clearly, then you feel more energy. When you are practicing meditation, sometimes you feel lazy. You feel tired, you want to take a break because you have the week of the mindfulness and concentration. If we have the strong, deep mindfulness and concentration, even though we practice the whole day, then we can note the object, right? We can note the object. So that's why when we practice meditation, right? So in order to gain our mindfulness and concentration is very important, right? In order to gain our mindfulness and concentration, we must note every moment, right? We must note every moment. I already remind the yogi, even when you open the eyes, right? When you finish sitting meditation, do not open your eyes immediately. When you hear the clock, right? So hearing, right? Intention to open the eyes, intention to open the eyes. When you are open the eyes, observe very carefully. When you are open the eyes, how do you feel? You feel light or sticky? You feel heavy, right? Even when you move your hands, for example, right? You are putting the two hands like this. Then you want to move your hands, intention to move the hands, right? Then moving the hands carefully, right? Observe carefully. Then getting up carefully. Then when you are getting up, you must also observe carefully. How do you feel? When you are sitting down, right? When you are sitting down, also before you sitting down, note the standing, then when you are sitting down, observe very carefully. So many people, they are getting up, sitting down every day, but they don't really aware of their body, right? They don't really aware of their body. If you really aware of slowly, then you can see a lot of sensation, right? When you are getting down, when you are getting up, sitting down, when you are aware of, you can see very clearly, right? That's why don't sit down immediately. Don't getting up immediately, right? If you getting up immediately, if you sitting down immediately, then you don't see anything, right? You are missing mindfulness. So when you are sitting down, observe very carefully, then you will see a lot of sensation, right? Then, when you see the sensation, then How to say, when you really see the many sensations, then you feel joy, happy for meditation, right? So when you really see the a lot of sensation, a lot of object clearly, you feel joy, happy, that you want to sit longer, and you want to observe more and more, right? I know, so for beginners, it's very hard to observe every moment, right? Very hard to observe every moment. But at least, yogi should try, right? This is Mahasriprana Sutta, right? Mahasriprana Sutta instructed everything, right? Abhikande, Parikande, Samadhanakari, Hodi, Alogide, Vilogide. Alogide, Vilogide means when you are looking ahead or behind, right? Even when you want to look at, you should know the intention to look at, right? Alogide, Vilogide, Samadhanakari, Hodi. Tamindi de, Padari de, Samadhanakari, Hodi means when you are stretching and they're bending your hand. When you are stretching, bending your hand, you observe carefully. So when we really, when we learned Mahasriprana Sutta, so the Buddha instructed very detailed, right? So means satipatthana. Satipatthana means, patthana means many kind of the object. Sati means aware of. You are aware of many kind of object. Of course, when you are sitting meditation, right, you are aware of the rising, falling, but when you improve, you clearly see the wandering mind, thinking mind, you clearly see the itchiness, you clearly see the tight tension in your body. You have to observe every object, right? It is become prominent. Then go back to the primary object, then you observe the standing, the sitting down, then right step, left step, right? Then you are looking, you are moving. Means you are observing the many kind of object. That's what we call satipatthana, right? Satipatthana means you are aware of many object. Then if you really improve, then you can note very easily. If you can note that very easily, then every moment your mind is, our mind is very clear and bright. Most people feel sad, not happy, disappointed, upset. Even you see some people, they are disappointed. Then they commit suicide themselves, right? How suffer they are, right? They suffer a lot, right? When they suffer a lot, they don't know what to do. Then they commit suicide or they kill others. Then they harm others because lobha, dosa, moha. When we can note every moment, then even we see the lobha, we note it. Then we overcome it. Then we see our mind not clear. Then we note that we overcome it, right? So that's why the Tipatthana is very helpful for our mind, right? For our mind. You can see the doubter if you have the physical disease, right? But the doubter cannot cure the our kilesa. The doubter cannot cure our kilesa, the attachment, lobha, dosa, moha, greed, hatred, delusion. The doubt cannot cure the kilesa disease. The only we can cure the kilesa disease by observing carefully for every moment. When we have the strong concentration, mindfulness, every moment, whatever we think, we clearly see, or oh, I'm thinking, or my mind is criticizing others, or I have the anger toward others, or I have the mana, right? Mana means the conceit. So I have jealous. So then we see clearly, then we can note it. Then we can remove them right away. Then our mind, every moment since we wake up, then we wake up with pure mind, clear mind, bright mind, right? So that's why Tadipatthana is very, very helpful. If someone do not understand, right, about Tadipatthana, seeing, moving slowly, observing carefully, right? So seems boring or not interesting. If we clearly see the benefits of Tadipatthana, then the Tadipatthana benefit is huge benefit for our life, right? So we don't need a lot of money to develop our mind, but we need patience, right? Of course, when you come from a very busy life, very opposite, in your daily life, you move very quickly, right? Even someone, when they are driving the car, they are eating, right? How busy they are. So they are very busy, right? Even when they are driving the car, they are eating, someone wearing the makeup, right? So it means that they are very busy. Then they are doing the two things at the same time. So of course, when you come to meditation center, everything is opposite. You have to do very slowly, eating slowly, right? Doing slowly, opening the door. When you are sitting down, getting up slowly, means you need a lot of patience. Also, you need satta. Satta means faith, confidence. If we practice in the same way, of course, we will gain the meditation benefits. We must believe, right? If we believe, then we want to try more. If we have doubt, oh, I don't know what I am doing, right? I'm not sure the meditation benefits. If you have doubt, then you don't want to do very carefully, then you are not doing very carefully, then you will not gain the meditation benefits, right? If we really believe, this is a huge benefit. Even I cannot miss about a few minutes for my mindfulness. This is a very good, right? This is a very good opportunity for me to practice mindfulness. Then we want to try more, right? We want to try more. Then we want to do more because we believe this meditation benefits, right? That's why, so when we are doing something, we should have the confidence. We should have satta. If it is no benefit, we will not ask you to do slowly or mindfully to know everything, right? Because we already see it, we already do it like this. So that's why we ask the yogis, right? So to be mindful. When I was first meditation retreat at Panjarama. So you may believe or not, right? I never look at my meditation teacher face at the whole retreat, right? When I went to meditation, when I went to interview room, I know the right step, left step. I never look at my teacher face. So I just sit down, wait there for my time, right? Then when the teacher said, it is your time, because in Burma, we don't have the interview list. Many people go together, right? Then when the teacher called their name, we have to report, right? So when it is my time, I just report. When my time finished, I mindfully bow down to the teachers, left the room with the mindfulness. The whole retreat, I never look at to my teacher face, right? Also, I never look at, so in that, even the tiny hall. So I just look at about 2 or 3 feet in front of me, right? In this way, within a few days, I believe, after I'm practiced about 2 weeks, so I feel a lot of, how to say, thanks to the Buddha, his teaching, I am very, very, very lucky to be a monk. I have chance to meditate. So, saying that we see the very deep concentration, mindfulness, then we don't want to talk. Even someone came to talk to me, so it's not easy to talk because most of the time, want to be quiet, note very carefully, right? So means that when we really gain the mindfulness concentration, then we don't want to spend other time talking or looking at others, right? Spending other. We want to be more mindful, even we can wake up very early. I remember one time I wake up at 2 o'clock. Then go to the Dhamma hall, practice very, very quiet in the morning, right? So it means that when we really gain mindfulness concentration, we can wake up easily, then we can note everything easily, then we are more happy, we don't want to spend other time, right? So that's why I would like to conclude my Dhamma talk, right? So how to observe daily mindfulness, right? This is very important. If you miss, so don't worry, but everyone at least should try in every moment. So make determination, I will not miss this time. I will know very carefully eating or taking shower or when I am doing walking meditation, sitting meditation, right? Make determination and practice, right? If you practice in the same way, then for 21 days, right, for 3 weeks, it's a lot of opportunity for you to develop your concentration, mindfulness, right? That's why I wish all may all of you practice well and happy attained nirvana in this life.